Steve Eaton is a freelance writer who lives in Logan. He writes a column that appears in the Deseret News every other Saturday.
I need some sleep. I don't complain about it, however, because I know what will happen if I do. You will tell me that you have it worse than I do. If I've only gotten 5 hours sleep, you'll tell me that you got only 3 hours of sleep. If I say I got three, you'll tell me you haven't slept in weeks. This is an incredible phenomenon that plays out everywhere. As soon as this commentary is over, I have an experiment for you. Try complaining to someone else nearby you that you're tired and need some sleep. It's a sure thing that you'll get no sympathy. You can even try this at home, even if you live alone. Complain that you're tired out loud. You can be sure that someone will appear from nowhere to top your story. Might be just your dog or your goldfish, but someone or something will tell you that they are more tired than you ever could be. We've become a country that likes to brag about how little sleep we get. We do this because we have decided that those people who are very, very busy are also very important. We've added the corollary that really important people either don't have time to sleep or they can't sleep. They can't sleep because they're too busy and important to sleep. I feel sorry for my two children. They, too, are very, very tired all the time. It must be even more troubling for them than it is for me. I know the reason I'm tired is because I don't go to bed on time. They see absolutely no relationship between when they go to bed and how they feel in the morning. They feel that life is just randomly cruel to them, especially in the mornings. Not sleeping does damage to our bodies and our state of mind. However, we don't brag about causing ourselves physical pain in other ways. Imagine if you heard a water cooler conversation like this. Jeannie, I've been out hitting myself on the head with this broom handle all morning and I feel awful. Charles, you're lucky you're just beating yourself about the head with a broom handle. I've been using this tire jack. George, a tire jack would be like heaven to me. I've been using this sledgehammer over and over again since 6 a.m. Jeannie, you use a sledgehammer? Really? You're way important. We as a society do not think others more important just because they've mastered the art of self-inflicted head injuries. Why should sleep deprivation be different? Something must be done. I would propose a national nap initiative. Companies would be required by law to provide little rugs to their workers and 20 minutes of quiet time at about 2 p.m. each afternoon. We'd have to think of a way, however, to involve the people who are earnestly being busy. They would immediately argue that they are too important, that they don't have time to nap. Is there a way to make people completely ignore everyone around them and just go into some sort of workplace coma? At first I thought not, but then I remembered an amazing experience I had at a downtown Seattle post office. That day I noticed that the two people who were serving the long line appeared to actually be asleep while they worked. It was as if they were doing everything in slow motion. Their supervisor was obviously proud of them because he decided to count stamps at a closed station so that he could watch them drift in and out of consciousness as the line grew. He moved a little faster than they did, but seemed strangely unaware of his customers. So it can be done. We must tell the executives and other important people in our lives to go to bed. It's not often that a call to arms is also a directive to go to bed. This is one time you can take a stand by lying down. This is one revolution worth sleeping through. This is Steve Eaton.